Well, it's all about those fingers and those picks when you're making those sounds with the guitars. And, of course, there's a gentleman in the Quad Cities who has a straight connection to some of the rock stars and some of the music you hear. His name is Greg Collins, and he joins us live this morning on Albrecht in the AM. How you doing, Greg? How are you doing, sir? I had to put that button up there. Didn't mean to shock you there.
No, that's quite right. I'm doing good this morning. How you doing?
I'm very good. Of course, Greg has a business, kind of a side business, but it's a very interesting business. He's an Arsenal employee and has been for a while, but he runs Legend Picks, and it is what it is. It means he makes picks for players, and they're kind of unique picks, aren't they? I mean, tell me how this all started. Was it out of frustration with your own band?
It really was. About 10 years ago, I wanted to get picks with my old band name on there, and the band name was Last Iowa Exit, which...
Great name, by the way, Last Iowa Exit.
And I wanted to get just a handful of picks and be able to throw them out or hand them out to folks in the crowd, and I could not find a company that would sell me just a small quantity. They all wanted me to buy, 2,000 or 3,000 picks, and I'm like, well, I didn't need a year's full of or lifetime supply, but...
yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of picks.
That would last me, forever in that. And I said, well, maybe I try and do this my own self and try to buy some blank picks and do some imprinting. And I got frustrated with that even then. I finally tried to kind of do my own jig and make my picks and do my imprinting and shop here. And the product was just great. And I got thinking, well, there are just a million guitar players throughout the world who would probably like the same thing for their bands. And so my niche kind of started off being selling, a gross or so of picks, 100 picks or so to a guitar player. And it's just taken off from there. And it's been a fun time doing this.
And of course, Pat Travers kind of was the first name to say, hey, send me some of those picks. And with people who don't go to concerts a lot, I mean, in the old days we always used to go, remember those flying picks off the stage? I mean, they're kind of like they're like autographs,
right?
And that's what guitar players do, and so basically when you go to a concert and get a pick, if you're watching a Styx concert or something, this is the guy who made him, Greg Collins, because Styx, of course, is kind of like, that's kind of like a childhood dream for you, isn't it, to work with these guys?
It sure was, yeah. They were my favorite band back in the 70s, and when they approached me it was Tommy Shaw, who was with the Damn Yankees back in 93, and Ted Nugent, those guys approached me back then, and my picks, and I was just very surprised, and I was very happy to help them out, and they've been a customer now for 7 years. I'm doing picks for Ted, who's, still out touring. He just finished a tour with Kiss on their farewell show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just been a great deal of fun, and I the business has been picking up. It's been substantially growing since 1990. It's really getting to the point where it's quite a bit of work as well.
And you're getting that young blood in the studio. Keith Bustos is now probably going to make that connection to, the people who don't have their ARP cards.
Right. Keith's kind of a younger guy than I am, and he's more knowledgeable of the contemporary bands, and he's trying to make some contacts with the Chili Peppers, and he's going to try to get a hold of Everclear and Matchbox 20, the folks who are playing here in town in a few months. So we're trying to go after a new kind of a new market there as well. I'm kind of sticking with the classics that I enjoyed. We're trying to pick up the Cheap Trick accounts. And I had a call just last week from the folks from Buddy Guy out of Chicago, and they want some
mm-hmm.
too. So. I mean, it's just phenomenal how this has taken off, and we have a lot of fun doing it, and we're real proud of the products we put out.
Yeah, and I have no idea. I mean, I've seen guitar picks. Everybody has. How do you make one? I mean, how long does the process take, starting with what quality pick you use? I mean, for a guitar player who makes his living doing that, I assume that's where it starts.
Right, right. It is. It's just a really extensive process, and it starts by we have to import sheets of what they call celluloid. It's a type of plastic that's very flammable. And those are only made in Japan and Italy. And those sheets are imported.
Hmm.
I've got a little operation in Chicago that because of the flammability issue, those folks, they actually, we punch them out like a punch press. And then we tumble them in like a rock tumbler to kind of smooth the edges and give them a little texture. And then go through a series of cleaning them out and prepping them. And we do the entire, and then the rest of it's done in our shop in Bettendorf, where we actually make the plates for printing. do all the logistics there, and take care of all the customer relations there out of our shop there.
Now you can make about what, 700 to 800 picks an hour, and this is not a 24-hour a day, you know, factory thing, but within the context of 700 to 800 an hour, you sell a gross of these to, say, like, you know, Eddie Money or Rick Derringer, some of your former customers and current customers. They buy a gross for $60 if it's imprinted on both sides, gross being 144 picks. My question is, do you make any money at this?
Well, we get a little beer money here and there. we have a lot of fun doing it, but I mean, I think there's a lot of potential in it. And our goal, though, is to keep our prices so reasonable. And actually, what when you buy a pick from us now, you're paying less than you would at the local store.
Really?
For a generic pick. And you're getting not just a better quality pick, but you're getting a pick with your name or your band's name on it, for your signature. And that's, we're real proud of that too. You know, we're not out to make $1 million. Even though I think there's $1 million in this, you know, we're going to kind of take it and see where it goes. But you know, we don't want to grow too fast. We want to kind of work up our market, and just make sure that we're taking care of our customers.
And of course, you can reach Greg Collins at Legend Picks. They have their own homepage, and you can find out all about it. Now, if you're not making a killing as far as cash, boy, your perks are way up there. I mean, you're backstage, you're hanging.
Right, we get a kick out of that too. Last week with Sticks, I was able to take Keith and some other folks backstage, and I mean, the band members are always real cordial to us. They're always they always go out of the way to kind of make sure we have a good time. And another thing I always got a kick out of, you mentioned Pat Travers back in 93 when we first did Pat stuff. When they put their albums out and they do a little liner note reference in there thanking Legend Picks and Greg Collins, you know, we get a kick out of that too.
Wow. You're an old rock and roller. You've probably already been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, right?
Yes, I have, yes.
And there's no Legend Picks in there yet, but that's your goal.
That is a goal, absolutely. I was there about 5 years, well, a number of years back. and they had a drum collection there,
uh-huh,
of personalized drumsticks. And I'd like to either see maybe a guitar pick collection started there, or hopefully one of our members will get inducted at some point, and that'll just be part of what they put in their display cabinet. But yeah, that'd be a great thrill as well.
That would definitely be a feather in your pick. There's no doubt about that. Greg, I really appreciate your time. And again, it's called Legend Picks. And right here in the Quad Cities, a young man, obviously, who had a dream and just kind of went with it. And it's a niche, isn't it? I mean, there's not a lot of you out there.
No, we're really kind of a unique shop in that respect, as far as offering both low quantity, high quality, and also the high quantity for bands like Sticks too. But it's going well. Are you a player, Jim? Do you play?
No, I'm a dreamer.
You're a dreamer. Okay.
I'll tell you what, man. I mean, I can Hendrix the air guitar like you can't believe.
Yeah.
But I love music, so anybody who makes the sound better is a friend of mine, Greg. I appreciate your time, sir. And hey, if we can do anything for you, let us know, and we'll keep in touch.
Sure, appreciate it.
All right, that's Greg Collins. Again, it's a Legend Picks, and they make picks. If you're a guitar player or you know somebody who's looking for that personalized type of pick, you can get it right here. Legend Picks, Greg Collins in Bettendorf. It's 7:18. You're